Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back here, Steel and Naz, episode 163. Today is Wednesday, May 15th. We got some Boston sports playoffs going. We have a Patriots schedule release, and we got the conclusion, maybe, of the beef of Kendrick and Drake. Maybe it keeps going.
I think it's done. It might never end, actually.
Hey, let it rip.
The accusations that were made, we might just be getting started.
That's true.
Lots happened this week, even.
Yeah.
No music release. A lot's been happening, though.
Makes sense.
I'll give it all. I got it all for everyone.
Makes sense.
For anyone who gives a fuck watching this.
Also, the roast of TB12. Did anyone watch that?
Oh, yeah.
We'll have a little recap of that. I thought that was pretty good.
I agree.
We went a little long. A couple guys didn't even have to go, but it was good. 3 hours.
I thought it was great. Yeah. I wasn't ready for it to be done.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I like that.
Then they the one time I enjoyed watching the Patriots thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What is that, like 4 years?
It's been a while.
Yeah. You hop on the
funny,
bandwagon
none of, the, none of them are on the team anymore, but like...
Well, I mean, they're all pretty old.
Yeah.
Not football. Even the coach, though. I'm just saying. The only guy there is the guy getting jerked off.
24 years.
Hey, don't say that.
Hey, you're not allowed to say that.
I can say whatever I want.
Let it
rip. You're probably right there next to
honestly,
him.
Honestly, Jeff Ross, you're a pussy for letting fucking Tom... Jeff Ross is a goat of roast. If he wants to roast the old guy getting massages...
Absolutely. No, like Tom
if
Brady,
it shuts down the night, whatever.
Tom Brady's my lord and savior. Like, he was a pussy for being like, don't say that. Like, it's a roast.
He was. It was a roast.
You say whatever you want up there.
We missed a lot of good rub and tug jokes.
I mean? You want to make fun of the guy who got caught for rub and tugs?
I wish Kraft made one about himself. Yeah. Like, come on.
And at the
like, sorry, I'm busy. I have somewhere to be. My massage fucking appointment or something. You know what I mean? So it's Singer in there.
And at the current time, like, out of all three of them, Robert Kraft deserves the most shit right now.
Yeah.
So him not getting shit on there, not being able to.
So we just started at the
might as well.
We're already deep in
163.
Let's go reverse through the fucking topics.
I think the coolest athlete, player was Julian Edelman. I thought he was flames just fucking ripping on Brady. I'm trying to remember, jokes. He was all over Kevin Hart.
Not a good sign. He's your favorite. You can't remember the jokes.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
Kevin Hart got ripped apart too, which is good.
He was good though.
He was good.
Kevin was better than I expected.
Hell of a host.
Sometimes I go 50-50 if I like him or not.
No, he's just in every like crappy comedy movie, and that's where the hate comes from. Like him doing that and his stand-up's pretty funny, but he's in just every shitty comedy that gets like 40% on Rotten Tomatoes and
he did exactly what he's supposed to do as a host of the roast. The first 3 to 5 minutes, you're like, all right, this is a Patriot thing, it's a Tom Brady thing, like, is he gonna be private? Out of the gate, talking about, the karate instructor, whatever, banging Giselle, like
that was great stuff.
I didn't know they were gonna touch that, and he went all over that right away, which was sick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You gotta touch that.
Yeah, you gotta touch everything. I mean, some of the older roasts, like, they really get it crazy at people. Like, they're like
the Justin Bieber one was like
Bieber, they got
terrifying.
At him. Flavor Flav, they got at him really bad.
Yeah, no, I don't care if you're the GOAT, you got it. You signed up for that.
I was stunned when I heard he said like that was a thing.
What?
I was like, wow, the roast of Tom Brady. I was like, I was kinda shocked that was like a thing.
Gronk did. Gronk did exactly what I thought he was gonna do. Just talk about penises, go off scripts, just do anything he can to really get the people going.
Gronk was my favorite.
Yeah.
From the players,
and I love how a lot of the players everyone there kinda. It wasn't even like they had like elaborate fucking jokes for like Gronk. Like they were just kind of like, yeah, that guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. he took that one on the
head.
No,
yeah, yeah. Like they were just like, yeah, like that guy's dumb.
Yeah.
The spike, I mean, he lived up to it by spiking that fucking tequila.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah, shot glass. Taking shots and shit.
He is an idiot.
It's not just a character.
Be okay with that. I think he is. He didn't seem offended.
No. He's been a jock, like just like goofy jock his whole life.
Nikki Glaser was good. Just like, basically talking dirty to Tom Brady the whole time while also like cracking jokes left and right. Pretty good.
Tom Brady also killed it.
Yep.
Shout out to her. She's got a new stand-up special too. It's a good watch, actually.
Does she got an OnlyFans?
She should. I wish. I'd subscribe if she did.
Yeah.
I'm into her. Like her new special, I'm all in on Nikki Glaser. She's hot.
Stocks? Buying stocks?
I'm buying the Nikki Glaser stock. Yeah. I don't think it's topped out here. I think we're on the rise.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
To the moon.
Just getting started.
Yeah, Tom's being soft too. He went on a podcast the other day, The Pivot, and he said he regretted having a roast because of his kids. It's like, all right, like, don't let them watch it if they're not, you know, age suitable.
Your kids are traumatized enough, my friend.
Yeah, he made 25
million. They've already been made fun of for you kissing on the lips. They know. Everyone's been making the Giselle karate teacher jokes behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
Or the, you know, it's out there.
Right in front of him.
Yeah, and I don't, like, dude.
It makes him cooler that he did this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, he should literally be happy he did it.
You just buy a kid at, like, ATV and send him off in your fucking Montana ranch. You know what I mean? Who cares? Yeah, they'll be fine, dude.
He made $25 million for the roast.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's insane.
He recouped his crypto.
You got to get paid a lot for a roast. You're literally going on national television to have a bunch of funny people just literally shit on you.
I was curious what the amount was, but yeah, I mean, is that
fact? Yeah, I heard 25, yep.
Yeah, that's how you're going to say no to that.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You can say fucking anything. You can bend me over on the stage for 25 mil.
Yeah, this isn't NFTs. So that's just a check.
I'm trying to remember. There were a couple good crypto jokes. I know that's up your alley, Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make the jokes. Bitcoin's rising today. Looking good. GameStop. The Roaring Kitty's back. I don't know.
Really? The Roaring Kitty's back?
I don't know if he's back, but he hasn't tweeted since 2021. 3 days ago, a tweet came out.
Oh, wow. It was
him in his chair like this. And then he went like, leaned in, like focus.
Oh, wow.
And now it's been an onslaught of videos. Like every hour is just movie scenes. I don't know if it's him. Yeah, GameStop's already GameStop up. It's already up high.
We already missed it.
We're already at like 60. I think it's at like 50 bucks.
Wait, did you buy in?
No.
Oh, I thought you said we.
No.
I'll let you go.
That's great. I love that.
I mean, the all-time high, I think, is like 400. So plenty of room to go here. GameStop and AMC look good. I'm not going to say get them. Not financial advice, but like join the movement. I might buy some. Yeah, fuck.
Invest it.
Fuck
possibly
it.
You.
Fuck. Yeah.
Should we transition into the good, which was last night? The Bruins finally came out, you know, playing in desperation mode and forced a game six.
Loved it.
Pretty great
goal
stuff.
Early. I personally would have burned down NHL headquarters in Toronto if they called back that second goal. Like, I personally would have done it myself.
They were, like, attacking how it was the same thing as the other night. I don't even understand how you think that's, like, interference in any way. That was insane. That was, like, he wasn't even close. Like, the one in game four, was that game four or five? The one last one in the Bruins when Coyle got pushed and then Bennett put it in. Like, that was the definition of goalie interference.
Yeah, and Sam Bennett is just, like, the worst fucking person. Oh, yeah.
Hate that guy. I'll focus on the positives because I got a little bit of a way to talk about game four. But game five, Swayman played another great game. There's no reason why I should be getting taken out. And Charlie McAvoy, who, you know, hasn't had the best postseason, finally comes alive. Scores a big time goal. Was at the second period there, and they kind of held on to, for dear life. And Swayman with 28 saves did the job.
Yeah, probably the most. That was probably the smoothest goal they've had puck work all year. Like, I mean, the Pasta one was obviously better game seven, but that was just a dump and getting there. Like, that was pass, bang,
bang. Yeah, come around the corner. Stuff. And, like, we keep mentioning the shots, how, like, it shouldn't be a big, like, 28 shots last night. Like, that is, like, where they need to be.
Yeah, what you should have in a hockey game.
Yeah, instead of, like, three going in this third period.
Oh, yeah, that stat was crazy. The graphic, like, it was, like, the past three games to shots, it was, like, 333 to, like, fucking 198 or something like that. Like, it was, like, oh, that was the whole series, not just the last
three. Yeah, Florida's stacked. I mean, Barkov, Tkachuk. Sam Reinhart's been great for that team, even Bennett, that cocksucker. Team's clearly, I think, better on paper, and they've just been outplaying the Bruins. Last night, again, like I said, Bruins came out with some desperation, got done, forced a game six back at home. What do you think's going to happen, Steele?
Things always go great for the Bruins at home, so there's just no way we can lose.
I think they've only won one game at home. And, yeah, it's been a tough go, but I feel like, you know, last year the Panthers went down 3-1, came back and won. I get Marchand's out, might be back for game six. You're still, you know, kind of beat up a little bit, but so are they.
That team disgusts me, man. Dude, Bobrovsky, that breakaway from Jake, and then the rebound by Frederick, he just stops both of them. I was like, this sucks. They're going to get Sam Bennett back. What does that guy do? He comes back. He punches our captain in the face, takes him out of the series, and then scores a cheap bullshit fucking game-winning goal. I hate that guy so much.
Yeah. I
mean, like, oh, that guy's the worst.
Like, game four, so I was...
Notorious puncher, too. Yeah. There's, like, full videos of him just doing dirty stuff. The worst. Get him out of the NHL.
I was walking out there, and, you know, the first intermission, we're up 2-0. But we're getting outshot like 15-5, and it's been one of those periods all series that they've been going through. I'm like, this is the worst 2-0 lead I've probably ever seen in my life. And, you know, they came back, and I'll give Barkov credit, man. One of the best players in the league. That, like, I know the goal before was controversial there with the Bennett goal, the goalie interference, but Barkov just undressed Swayman there, and that was something.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, that happens. Very good player. Reinhardt had 57 goals this year, so he's obviously going to put some away. But
yeah, the easy thing to talk about of why the Bruins haven't been playing their best hockey is just strictly stupid penalties. I mean, they six too many men on the ice penalties already. This, like, how many games have you played? You've played 12, so half the way you're getting a, you know, too many men penalty when that only happens in like high school hockey. You know, yeah, what I mean?
You gotta crazy. Clean it up.
Clean it up. And
I think they can win it, though. I think, like, not the series, but I don't see why they can't win game six. Hasn't been as lopsided as I thought, like, after game two and three.
Yeah, no, definitely
game
the last
four
two
was ugly, too. That should have been, like...
That was a tough loss. Like,
but
that,
like,
was an
actual,
like...
For them to come,
like,
back and not take, like, the nail in the coffin last night, I have a little confidence,
yeah, like,
now
that,
for some,
like,
reason.
Four was a tough loss that, like, you hate to, yeah, see that in the playoffs. Two and three were just getting fucking... pommeled.
Two and three, yeah, was like, oh, I was pretty accurate with my Panthers and four. It made sense.
I think another thing, too, is like they're playing too much of, you know, stick up for your guy type of thing, and they just get ruined with penalties after the whistle, whether it's a high stick to someone, you know, flopping, or just a duff by Pat Maroon or something. I'm like, okay, I get it. You guys are sticking up for each other, but now it's starting, like, you know, power plays. You're having to kill off six penalties a game. That's going to switch in game six if they're going to come out with a W.
They have been flopping a bit too, though. Credit where it's due.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
they're
no,
little
it's
sneaky
both
bastards
sides
over there.
They got to play perfect the rest of the way.
Oh, absolutely.
In every game.
He didn't score, but Pasta was incredible last night.
That
he did
one,
a great game.
That one he almost had at the end.
Oh, he almost had a couple there, yeah.
I only watched like the last 20, 15 minutes of the game, but Swayman, big stop at the end. I like it. I think they got a shot in game six from the 15 minutes I watched.
Now, what do you think of this take? My girlfriend said last night when the Bruins won to make it, you know, 3-2. It's like, why do they have to win now? So they're just wasting everyone's time. Do you think? I think that's a really bad take.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think, you know,
it's always good
see
when
game
two
sevens.
Boston playoffs God teams awful. Are going like yeah. Day, night, like every night is something. You don't want them out of here.
No, I agree.
I don't care if they fucking, my heart will not be ripped because it's not attached to them, but I get, is she that attached?
No, that's the reason.
Then terrible take.
Yeah, horrible take.
Horrific.
A good
Terrific.
Take for like a guy like Steele if he wants the bleeding done now. But
yeah, if you want.
He always has hope. You can't really.
Just got to believe.
The only time it will, like, my heart will be ripped out is if it's game seven in overtime. Yeah. If they get the game seven and I mean, Florida's clearly the better team. Like, there's no, you know, question about that. But if they get the seven and they lose, you know, by a couple goals, they put up a hell of a fight.
And you're just seeing how tough it is going to be for them to win the cup. Like, even if we get past this, are the Rangers still as legit
as they
look?
Rangers, Hurricanes, that could go 7-2.
Rangers,
that could go 7.
Rangers went up 3-0, and then Hurricanes won 2 in a row, got the momentum.
And then the other side looks tough, too.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of these games, but I mean.
That's my.
Doesn't. It's not fucking easy.
No,
it's not
point.
Easy like the Celtics get it.
It's tough to predict what happens in the Cup Finals because teams in the East play a lot more like physical, and the teams in the West play a lot more like open ice. And like you just don't really know what's going to happen when the two meet. Like,
I hope.
Like sometimes
hope some,
one team
some
punches
prayer,
in the mouth.
By some prayer they can pull it off. That would be great. But
and like if Jeremy Swayman didn't play, you know, the way he's playing, or someone like. It would have easily been over in five. Maybe just because they won 5-1, they kind of came out hot. They would have definitely lost last game, and they would have got killed every other game that they got outshot by, you know, half their shots.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone seems to say Swayman's the best guy on the ice.
He's locking himself a deal for next year, whether it's from the Bruins or another team.
Yeah, and I mean.
Jalen Nas effect.
I hope.
And he's been playing his ass off. There was definitely, like, you – You're all in now. I mean, the back-to-back six goals, and I am not putting them on Swayman, but like 12 goals in two games, you can start talking about that.
Yeah. I mean,
you can. That's just reality. But they didn't. They stuck with them, and I like that move. I'm not saying they should have switched it up, but now you're locked in. You got two. Like, you can't. Like, now it's just Swayman till the end.
You can even make a point, like, their defense and just their turnovers in their own zone, like, you can debate that, like, even letting up six goals in two straight games, like...
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Who's not on him?
I'm not putting it on him. I'm not saying, but you, like...
Yeah. But the conversation can be had.
You can be, like, put in a different goalie when, like, there's two sixes, man. That's, like, there's no coming back from that number.
It's the Herb Brooks. He let up, you know, whatever, 11 goals. The Russia, it's anyone's net now, like...
Yeah,
that
exactly.
point. Like, you could... Like, if you put in Omar going into... Game four, I don't think too many people would have been rattled.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think that would have been a good for Monty sticking with his guy, though. Good
no,
for
I him agree. Being I like, agree. That's what I'm saying.
Even when time gets tough, let's stick with him because he's clearly not the problem. I'd like to see them being a little bit more disciplined going to game six. Again, we did this last time we were on here, and you guys thought I was, you know, rooting for, you know, the Maple Leafs to win game six so the Bruins would win in seven, because that was my pick last time. This time around, I pick Panthers in six. I'd love to see the Bruins win game six.
Okay, good.
Look at the smile on his face, this lying piece of shit.
I beat you to the punch.
Just a lying fucking...
You're going to regret picking Panthers in seven if it goes to seven.
Oh, yeah, that will all be
on
you.
That's going to sit ugly with you.
Yeah, he's trying to hide my fact with him wanting that instead.
I don't know why you said that, honestly.
Because it could be right. Yeah, see what happens.
We will.
We'll see what happens.
I'm thinking about, like, if they make
it... No one will be right if it goes the way we want it to go.
Yeah, if they make it to Game 7, I think we should put the house on the Panthers. So, like, win or lose, like...
We win.
We win. I think that's a good idea.
No.
No?
No, fuck them.
It's bad juju.
Bad juju. So much bad juju.
But reverse juju.
That's a
fucking Sean O'Callaghan-ass fucking move.
Personally, I'd rather not lose my money than the Bruins win, if I'm being honest. Like, that's a loss for me.
Hey, that was a discussion for us. That wasn't what we're actually going to do. That was a good discussion.
You're not going to do it. You fucking...
I'm thinking about it. We'll see. We'll see if we can get by Friday night. We'll see what happens. But, you know, they got a couple
hedging motherfuckers.
They got an extra day off, which they haven't made. So maybe Marshawn will be ready for game six, even though, you know, Marshawn, you know, one of the better Bruins in their history. He hasn't been playing too well as of recent. So, I mean, they definitely missed him last two games. But how much do you miss him in terms of, you know, his play that he's showing for you right now? So I'm hoping he can play game six, maybe score a goal or something.
Yeah,
and
one of the bigger things in game five also was, like, at least for the first two periods, we actually, you know, won faceoffs consistently for the first time, like, all series.
Yeah, that was, I think, that was big too.
Murdered in that regard. Just absolutely killed. I miss you, Patrice Bergeron.
See, I was looking at the scoreboard in game four, and they were like 65% winning the faceoffs, and as, like, the Panthers scored the first goal, it was just moving down to, like, 55. And then when they scored the second goal, it was, like, even. And by the time they took the lead, the Panthers were winning the faceoff battle. So, yeah, you're right. That's a pretty good factor to tell who's doing well.
And Barkov's going to win his because he's one of the best in the league with that. But you got to win some of the others.
Yeah, no, like, I actually like Johnny Beaker's game, but he's been awful in faceoffs. Fourth line guy. Charlie Coyle is the only one who I'm convinced, like, has a chance. Pavel Zacha, I mean, Parkway Youthhockey, he's getting ready next week to go. Like, he's been terrible.
Zacha's not looked too good.
That's your guy, right?
Yeah, he's been my anytime goal every time I go to the game. I don't think he's scored in the last 10 games.
Oh.
So fuck you.
Yeah. Of course. You gotta die with that.
Yeah, did you not you've lost 10
games in a row?
Oh, with him, yeah. No, like, I mean, that's spread out into, like, a whole year. I don't go to 10 games in a row.
No, Every time I'm in the building, I put it on. You bet it. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. I thought you literally bet it every fucking game.
No, no, that would be, it's loser shit regardless, but that would be really bad.
Yeah, like, he's going to get, like, 16 goals a year. Yeah. Like, if you bet on it 82 times, you know, like, the math doesn't work.
Well, he was having a really tough beginning to the season, and then he came back and ended up scoring 20 goals.
Yeah.
But he's just been completely absent this postseason.
Will you guys be at game six?
No.
No.
But it will be a fun watch tonight. It's Friday night.
Might be a pub night.
Oh, boy.
See how it goes. I've been to the pub for one period, I believe, of the playoffs, and Florida scored 3 goals.
Okay.
May not be the night to mix it in, but we'll see.
Maybe the Fowler.
Could be.
Why not us?
Fowler's been looking good. Fowler's been looking good so far, but it needs to look good Friday. That's key. Yeah.
And looking good, transitioning the Boston Celtics. Currently up 3-1. We're recording Wednesday night, May 15th. They're playing game 5 right now against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they are up 6 going into the fourth quarter.
Beautiful.
Jason Tatum leading the way with 22 points. You know, it seems like Cleveland, even though without Donovan Mitchell, they're kind of exploiting the Celtics' weaknesses is, you know, urgency on defense. People, you know, coming up to the three-point line and just taking it without anyone covering them. I think that's been a... They haven't been too alert, sometimes letting their, you know, eyes off the ball a little bit. And I like what they're doing. Again, they've only lost 2 games in the postseason. So if you're going to look at any negatives, it's probably just urgency of defense right now.
Oh, yeah. And it's tough because, you know, like, obviously you think, you know, as a fan, they don't have Donovan Mitchell. Easy win for the Celtics. Like, the Cavs players know without Donovan Mitchell, they're kind of fucked too, so they play their balls off. Like, they're out there, they know this is going to be a battle. They know they can't coax to a victory. Their number one score is out. So they're battling.
Yeah, did you like Max Truce wore a Florida Panthers jersey to the game tonight? Did you like that?
I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And the Florida Panthers, so no, I don't like it at all.
Played for
I also hate Cleveland. No, yeah. that I completely hate that.
Backstory magic.
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Played for Miami.
I know
and,
who he is.
Yeah, and
I don't like that move.
Yeah, no, awful move, and he's not even having a good game either.
I'm sure he's not.
You got to have a good game if you're gonna pull off.
You got to drop like 30 that. If you do that. That you're just trying to troll so bad that no one even like. Who is that guy? Is that like a fan?
Like
coming
Tatum's
in?
Outfit.
Yeah, when we win Game 7, I want that on a poster, like a fat head, and then we'll use it as a dartboard over there. Fucking loser.
Tatum wore the We Want Boston shirt, I think, today.
Yeah, because everyone just screams that when they want.
Recycled fucking image I saw.
Yeah. Another weakness to the series that I've noticed with the absence of Kristaps Porzingis, people are just kind of daring Al Horford to shoot threes. And tonight he's got 4 of them. He's shooting well. But I think he was like 0 for 6 last game, like 0 for something the game before. So that's something to look out to. He'll probably be the sixth man. Hopefully we see Kristaps in the next series. If they get to the next series, I'm hoping that gets done tonight.
Well, yeah, but he's always been a pretty rhythm shooter. And where he's not in all the time, it might take him a little bit to catch his rhythm. So Big Al shooting threes, I'd be more worried about where he stands defensively these days and his ability to like – I know he's playing his balls off.
Yeah, but covering
but
a 5.
Physically, yeah, there's still physically being able to do it.
We need Kristaps back.
Oh, yes.
No, absolutely. But
did you sit him now?
They should be taking their damn time.
Oh, yeah, he definitely should play
like,
right now.
Like, you should expect to win this, especially when Donovan Mitchell got hurt. Like, just like
but I expect
double bubble wrap that
Eastern
dude.
Conference. I
would love to see that. But then again, like, I would still slow my roll getting in because – obviously, you shouldn't take anything for granted, like getting there. We're just taking everything for granted with the Celtics this year because they're so dominant. But just thinking of other years, getting to Eastern Conference Finals, how hard that's been. But to my point of NBA Finals is going to be the real team you play of, you know, that team that I think that can actually beat you if you get to it.
I think the Knicks can beat them.
Really?
If they play sloppily and not have Kristaps in, I think it's possible.
It's definitely possible.
Don't let them get fucking hot on you and get cocky and then need Kristaps to really play his ass off in like game 6.
Yeah, the
Knicks could get there for sure.
The Knicks are like all Villanova guys, and I hate that.
Yeah,
and the Garden looks like it's rocking for them. Like they have some good momentum. They scare me. I don't know if they're good or not. I don't know, but momentum wise, I think they got some.
They have a lot of momentum. The Garden is obviously extreme home court advantage when it's rocking, but they've gotten where they are with Jalen Brunson just playing out of this fucking world. And I think our defense caps a little bit of a lid on that. Mm-hmm. Not that he's not going to get his points. Like I think he's averaging like 45 a game.
Do they have a good big man?
I think we got like 30.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think we can take that down a peg.
Yeah, I forget the guy's last name, but silly white guy. Big man. He's pretty good. Yeah. Not anything crazy, but he's good enough.
DiVincenzo, motherfucker.
Would he give Horford the business?
Oh yeah, I think he's. I mean, it'll be probably pretty good. But like Embiid gives that guy the business every time. I gotta think. I forget his name right now, but what I'm saying. So, Steve, who would you rather play, the Knicks or the Pacers?
Obviously, the Pacers.
I'd rather play the Pacers.
Yeah.
I think they're both pretty good teams, and neither would be easy.
I think I personally think the Pacers are more deep. I think Halliburton hasn't even showed you his best basketball. The acquisition of Pascal Siakam has been huge for that team, and Miles Turner is really coming to his own as a five. He would give you problems, especially if Kristaps wasn't around. I mean, the five. I know he shoots threes, but we haven't really had a problem in the paint. You know, both series they haven't really had any big men to worry about besides Adebayo, who, you know, is a mid-range, can shoot as well. Jalen Brunson averaged 40 points against Philly. That's pretty damn impressive. He's had another good series. But to Steele's point, I think if you just let all the other guys take up the ball and just do what you did with Marcus Smart with Jrue Holiday, of just, you know, shadowing him. Jrue Holiday is one of the best defenders in the league, along with when Marcus is healthy. So I think, to Steele's point, that would be more of our advantage there.
Yeah, I think we could beat the Knicks. I think the Pacers have a great future and a young star in Halliburton, but I don't think they're quite near our level just yet.
That's all I think both teams are. I mean, Jalen Brunson had a little bit with, you know, the Mavs there, but I don't know. I just feel like they're both not ready, and this is the Celtics' time, you know, obviously here. But
one of them should be the Bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
no,
basically where we're at. One of them should be the Bucks, and then, like, it should be us versus the Bucks. Like, that's like what should happen if injuries like didn't exist.
And no one has had the experience like Jimmy Butler. You played him last year. He puts that fear in you. Jalen Brunson, the potential to do that, but, you know, hasn't been seen against the Celtics in a playoff series.
The Garden puts the fear in me a little.
He has to do it. Like, he hasn't done it yet. I think he's capable of being a great playoff performer and doing it, but he's got to do it. The like, Jimmy Butler's stage. Done it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm on the, like, I think them avoiding the Pacers would be big. I think the Pacers are one of those teams in the playoffs, kind of what Miami did last year. I know Miami was the 8th seed, and, you know, 2 through, like, 6 this year in the East were all basically, like, a game apart. So everyone's kind of playing with even money.
And are you factoring in that they beat us in the in-season tournament?
Always.
You should be.
It will always be in the back of my mind. What a bunch of suck bags. No, but I still think you beat each team in at least 6 games. I don't think anything should go to 7.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe even 5.
How about the West?
The West, I mean, Denver, after going down 0-2, looks like the team they were last year. They just went up 3-2 last night.
We almost lucked out.
I was really hoping the T-Wolves could shock the Earth. Like, I was really hoping.
And it feels like Anthony Edwards, like, the first 2 games, it was like, wow, he's, like, one of the best. I mean, he still is one of the better players in the world, but, like, he looks like the dog right now. And then Joker came back with, like, 40-plus last night, up 3-2. That's the team that I think can give the Celtics a lot of problems. Over on the other side, Dallas and the Thunder are tied 2-2. Kind of just, like, 2 superstars on one side. P.J. Washington playing over his head for the Mavs. And then a team, again, kind of like the Knicks, just, like, not too proven yet in the postseason. Have a really good player in SGA. Have a lot of good. I didn't even know, like, Gordon Hayward's on that team. He's like a 6 man.
Yeah. No, but Shai has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
God, what a player.
I need to watch, like, one of those games beginning to end, because I'm still in, like, the minority that I don't think they're good.
I mean,
but they're probably really good.
I mean, Luka has been, like, out there and been, like, a dick and kind of cocky and been like that. But even he was like, dude, Shai was fucking unbelievable last night. Like, he was, like, he was like, that was incredible.
Well, Chet Holmgren's going to be a great player in this league. The Giddy Kid is a good third. And then is Naz Reid on that team? Is he on a different team? His name's legit Naz.
Is he on Memphis?
Yeah, Memphis. Damn, I threw that.
I'm not sure. To me,
we'll have to go into that later. But great to see. I'm hoping the Celtics can get it done tonight. Stay tuned for our picks. I think it's too premature to give a pick for the next round. I think that'd just be, even though we think we're gonna win tonight, would be a little.
Naz Reid's on Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, so I was in the playoff ballpark.
Yeah, he's on TV.
Yeah, six man of the year. By the way,
best Naz there is.
It's not his last name, which might even be
better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's his first.
He needs another
front billing.
Needs another Z before we call each other family. That's for sure. Matt, you're not going to like this segment, but we got...
Skipping it.
We got Kendrick a little...
Kendrick and Drake beef. No, not happening.
No, we're going to do it, but...
Then it can wait.
It can wait.
All right. And I'm heading out.
All right, Magic Mike Minute. I was just going to bring up the best, you know, best games that I think, the best, like, visitor, like, which one you should go to. And then I was going to go just game one through the last.
I don't like it. I don't like any of it.
No? Okay. What do you think, Steel?
No, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. It's overruled.
Come on,
that's
Magic.
What some might say.
Come on, Magic.
Go smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
Magic, you're just going to pick cities, dude. That's it.
I thought you would bring good commentary for this. He's got nothing, apparently. He's got no idea who's on the Tampa Bay Bucks, but roots
go
are him.
Bucks.
Yeah. So 16-17 games schedule came out tonight. Away games feature the non-divisional ones of Tennessee. They're in San Fran?
Yeah.
They're in San Fran, pretty good. Arizona and Chicago. And then Bengals first game. I mean, Cincinnati just kind of goes under all those. But I think all four of those pretty good destinations, eh?
Absolutely.
I would say Nashville definitely, you know, circling that one. Went back in 2017 before they won in 18, whenever it was. And hell of a time. Nissan Stadium, Honky Tonk, Broadway.
Greatest place
greatest
on
earth. Greatest place. Going to be a tough season for the team. Jacoby Brissett probably sitting there. You're starting day one. Receivers, young, look promising in the future, probably not this year. We're just going to go game by game, see what the record would be. So, opener on the road against Cincinnati.
Loss.
At home against Seattle.
Win.
All right. 1-1. I was going to go loss, but on the road, Thursday night football, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets.
Win.
Wow, 2-1. All right. On the road, San Fran, loss.
Right? Loss.
2-2. At home against the Dolphins, I'm going loss.
Loss.
At home against loss. Houston, 4. On the road. Oh, actually, this is a good game, too. I didn't even notice. This is the game in, is it London?
Yes, I believe so.
So 2-4 right now. In London, 9:30 a.m. against Mac Jones and the Jags.
Anything can happen. Win.
Win. That's like a home game for the Jags, yeah. Though. They literally play there. They're playing 2 weeks in a row there, too. So I kind of want to say that's a loss.
Jacksonville, though?
Jaguars. It's the Patriots this year.
Switch it up.
So 2-5. Then we're at home against the Jets.
Win.
Win.
Part of this is I will never say the Jets are going to beat us ever in my life.
Yeah, and that's a good, you know, I can't believe they're putting them out Thursday night, the same game that he, you know, tore his Achilles last year. Now he's just getting another chance at it.
Yeah,
hopefully he doesn't do it again. So 3-5 through 8 games. You're on the road in Tennessee. There's not a chance you win in Tennessee. 3-6.
Too many turkey legs.
Yeah, if I see a turkey leg, I'm just going to go and have fun. I might not even go to the game. I might just stay at the Broadway. Broadway would be nice. So that's 3-6. Bears on the road. You're playing, you know, number one pick. Maybe you have the number three pick playing by then. 3-5. Is that 3-5, right?
Yeah, that one's tough. Because that's a pick 'em. Because that game is basically like which of the quarterback situations is like better.
Yeah, I'm going to lean with the home team there. I'm going to go Chicago. So 3-6.
All right.
At home against L.A., I think L.A. is, you know, they had a year of absentee last year. I know they made the playoffs, but I think that's a team that's going to charge up a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm going 3-7 on the road. Don't even worry about it. Miami, calling that a loss, 3-8.
Been a loss for 25 years.
At home against the Colts, I'm going win, 4-8. Bye week, this is when you might see the Drake May effect. Who knows? I don't even know how really buys go. Yeah, you probably, if you're thinking about making the playoffs, which this team isn't this year, probably thinking about a bye with like 4 games left to like, I mean, if you lose 4 games in a row at the end of the season.
Yeah, you'll know where the season ends.
Chances
are
like probably not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
4-8 on the road in Arizona. Arizona's due for a bounce back year, but also kind of sucks. I like a win. 5-9. Does that make sense? Yeah, 14. And then we're on the road in Buffalo, I'm saying that's a loss, 5-10.
Loss. 3 losses to round out the year, I think.
And then, yeah, the loss. So that's, we're talking about 5 wins, so 5-13. The over is 4.5. So we might rip it. Might rip the over.
Yeah. See has what it, we got.
Hasn't bad this. I don't remember in my entire lifetime of this being as worse as a pre, you know, going into the season wins loss record wise. Like even last year, we thought, okay, maybe they'll figure it out. They'll go 9-8, 8-9, something like that. And I just didn't go that way. Now we kind of have the expectation of being losers, which sucks, but it's warranted.
Every other franchise has felt this way before now, many times during our lifetime.
Yeah, it's tough to think about. It's tough to hear, but
it was gonna happen eventually.
Drake May at the Bruins game the other night was screaming pasta. Was in the first row too. Was not in.
No, yeah, he was out with the. Yeah, he was out with the team.
I mean, still like a college kid, 20 years old. Looking forward to when he gets under center. I hope they don't rush him, but I hope it's this season. At least one game, at least a couple games. Yeah. Good, cool to see. I think he's pretty talented. We'll see how far he gets. I'm not this Merrill Hodge that just predicts who sucks and who's good. But it'll be eventful to see.
Still wish the Redskins took him and we got Jaden, though.
Oh, yeah. Update with the Celtics, 101-87 with 6 minutes left. Looks like maybe if they don't fuck it up, they'll finish the job. Also had Derek White to score 20 points tonight at plus 1,000. At 18 right now. Can he get the two more?
Oh.
That's a good watch.
Oh, yikes.
I did put $20 on it, so do the math.
Good luck.
Yep. That's not my unit at all. I'm not going to release that. That's like...
Hey. Yeah. I'm not prying here. I'm not prying.
Better not be. Let it rip. Wow, back.
What a perfect timing. Dungeons.
Were you waiting out there until it happened? Yeah.
0-17, my guess.
0-17?
Yeah. I'm going to take something the over like on that. Magic.
What's the closest game of the year? The concessions?
Yeah, it's gonna be a joke.
Will you come to a tailgate?
No. No chance.
It's gonna be fun. Well, I'll go one time like this year.
No chance. Zero.
I was gonna imagine concessions the other day. Got myself a big Sal's pizza at the garden. Great
stuff.
Can't go
wrong. Can't go wrong. Great stuff. Like, long.
There's like a big spice. Slab, $12.50. Perfect. Suck it down. Get it going. $12.50? Oh yeah, it's tough.
That's
the tough life out there.
Yeah, fuck Jeremy Jacobs.
Yeah, $12.50 for a fucking... I'd call it like... it's basically like a 16-ounce beer. Like, that's how big the slice is. Like, if a regular slice is 12 ounce. I don't know the measurements. I'm not a...
No, it is a big slice pizza of guy. Pizza. There's no doubt about
it. Yeah, I'm a pizza guy. I don't make pizza. I don't know how I'm supposed to go about that.
Got to talk to the Collins.
Yeah, for pizza. Sure. Before we move on,
big rip off though.
Before we move on to the Kendrick Drake, I want to give a big shout out. On Monday, had the second annual Frank McParland tournament. We did sponsor it. It was a success. Boys got after it. A lot of birdies. Had some fun. Finished at the House Neck Yacht Club after. Nice 50-50 raffle. You know, they had stuff going off. Bruins games potentially for next season. You know, different gift cards to local eateries.
Nice.
Raised $30,000 for a Archbishop Williams scholarship for a senior or junior, whatever it is, at Archbishop Williams, like a lacrosse player.
Oh, nice.
So tuition now, I think it was only $8,000 or something when I went. Now it's up to $15,000-$16,000. So that'll pay for a couple years.
Inflation. Yeah, I remember seeing CM, like whatever it was. When I was, it's like doubled.
Maybe, yeah, I was
like
going to say, CM's probably even more than RG's. Yeah. Definitely more than RG's.
Yeah, it was something fucking crazy. Yeah.
So probably, unless you can get a scully, public school is the route.
Yeah. Don't fuck your parents over like that.
Yeah, never.
No one should pay 15 G's to fucking go drink.
How about paying 15 G's to go listen to a Kendrick Lamar song?
I'd do it.
Priorities in order.
Yeah, there's no price too high for a Kendrick Lamar concert. I paid $700 for his last one.
Love
two
that.
Two tickets.
So
no doubt about it.
When we recorded here, I think it was May 3rd. I think it's been a couple weeks. You say Drake was going to drop... you know, a song tonight, that night. And then as soon as Drake dropped the song, an hour later, Kendrick just had something on the burner and came back out with it. I'll give you the floor, but I just wanted to lead off with that.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it. Drake was hinting at dropping a song and he did. And boy, was it a good one. Family Matters. I don't know if you boys listen to it.
Yeah, that's but like pretty much all of the songs have been good.
Yeah, which is great for us. It's great for both fan bases, but that song particularly, that made me hate Drake a little. That was the first time I realized my bias. I was like, okay, I am not as much a fan of like both sides here as I thought I was. I actually hate this guy now.
Can you go unbiased the percentage of win Kendrick Lamar over Drake?
Unbiased?
Yeah, unbiased, like over out of 100%.
It's tough to give because like there's been just so many lies spewed. I don't know what's lies or not anymore, but if we're lies are a big factor in how big of a win difference it is. I think Kendrick killed him that weekend for sure. It was a murder scene.
The big thing that shocked me was not just the disses, but like when we were talking about it last time, like I expected Kendrick to roast him, eat him alive, but like Drake would have like more streams because like he's Drake. Yeah, and like he lost that too.
It's a convincing beatdown in my opinion. But Family Matters is, I have gone back to that song and listened to it a good amount now that my guy killed him, and I can appreciate it now. But that night, that felt like a gut punch when he said that Kendrick's kid wasn't his and it was his manager's kid with his wife. That hurt a little bit. I mean, I didn't really believe it. And then he said Kendrick beats his wife, which didn't affect me hugely either, but I knew that would definitely take some fans away from Kendrick, possibly. That's a bad fucking statement to be made about you.
Hey, you got punched.
And he was rapping his ass off. I mean, he three different beats, the video, crushing Kendrick's minivan from his classic album, Good Kid, Mad City.
Oh, wow.
That was a tough, those didn't hurt as bad, but I mean, I did leave that being like, that was a punch. That was officially we got hit.
Was there a number play? I'm trying to remember. There was like a number play of some verse that was like
number play.
Got the grit. Yeah, like they said like 6'6". I forget the lyric, but
6'9" God,
something like that. I don't know what it was.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll keep moving from whatever you're trying to get at.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
we'll get in an hour later. It might have been less than an hour. Kendrick responded with "Meet the Grams," which it might be the most creepy like song ever. Also, I have to note that during this night, I rush to my car to smoke a cigarette. I have to listen to these in the car. So wherever I am, I immediately run to the car, light up a cig, press play. And then I was going out to get tacos.
Naturally.
I was starving. I hadn't even eaten that day. The whole Drake Kendrick saga like really took a number on me. I was deep in it.
Malnourished, dehydrated.
Barely eating. Tough to work. Like, I didn't give a fuck about anything going on with this.
You're going through it.
Fucking Kendrick and Drake dropped last
night. I am the boss right now of the painting business. And I was like, things are happening. I can't paint today. But I was in the car.
That's a truthful man.
And the group chat came out and they just said, Kendrick dropped. And I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. It was so quick. No way he did.
Yeah, you were still in your own tears.
Well, he had that thing cooked up, though.
Yeah, of course.
I was in my tears. The gut still hurt, Steele. It still hurt from the punch.
And from the ashes.
But I pressed play, and he said, "Dear Adonis, I'm sorry that man is your father." And I knew we were going to be all right. And boy, did he just kill him. He killed him in that song. He talked to his parents. He said, "Your son's a piece of shit."
Oh, wow.
He said he has a daughter. I don't know if that's true or not, but possibly Drake has a daughter. Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, like he literally, like a diss song is why people found out he had a kid in the first place. Like that's literally already happened.
He called him a pedophile multiple times, or a sex trafficker, or some sort of trafficking that Drake's doing. He called him alcoholic, drug pill addict, sex addict.
P Diddy? Is anything about that?
Nothing about P Diddy. But beat was very creepy. It was a creepy. This is at like 12:30 at night. I'm banging this in East Boston.
Nice.
And it was a creepy night. And that night made me definitely not like Drake.
Now, do you think, I asked you this a couple of weeks ago, do you think anyone will get shot out of this outcome?
Well, someone did get shot at Drake's house.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't see
that. But it's possibly more related to the Weeknd's crew, because he's also got beef with them. But someone got shot at Drake's house, a security guard. And then the 3 days, every day, like someone was getting arrested for trespassing at Drake's house.
Locke is hot these days.
And then after Friday night, Kendrick took to Saturday night to drop the song They Not Like Us, which he doubles down on the pedophile talk, calls him a pedophile, and that he likes minors.
I do have to ask.
I don't know if you heard any of these songs.
Yes, yes, right. I have. I
still
have.
Has. I don't know if Nas has.
Since you were hating about Drake so much, did you have any thoughts in your own head to maybe go to his house and fight him?
No, there was no need. The man, he's dead. And then I forgot about that.
What, can't just beat up a corpse.
They Not Like Us, by the way, is the number one song in the country. It has been the past week. Broke a ton of records, mainly Drake records.
Yeah, records broke like every streaming record. That's what I was saying.
So that's streaming. That's a killer. Yeah. That hurts him.
Oh,
and,
yeah, because Drake's
And They
one
Not
of those
Like
guys.
Us is a fucking jam. He's saying, O-V-Ho, O-V-Ho. Sing it, Nas.
Sing it.
Sing it. O-V-Ho. He doesn't want to sing it. He might be a Drake fan.
No, I don't like that. I'm not educated on this. I'm just going to put that out there right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, okay.
dude. You can't say OVO. Jesus, man. He's not educated.
Yeah, go from sports and Naz is fucking in the closet.
Is that what you're saying?
O-V-Ho.
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 Oh, I thought you were trying to get me to say like the stuff after that. I'm like, I don't know the song.
That's no, it. That's it. That was the chant. It was a nice bop.
All right, so O-V-Ho.
The streets of California, like people are dancing in the streets over Drake's dead body of this song. It was a murder. And then Drake the next day released a song called The Heart Part 6, where it's just basically him saying, I'm not a pedophile. I'm too famous to be a pedophile, which is a terrible take, as we know.
Just an overall bad take.
Good amount of famous pedophiles.
Yeah.
He said that he set Kendrick up with the fake daughter info and that all the stuff that Kendrick was fed was lies from a mole. And then throughout this past week, a lot of that stuff has been proven untrue. There's a guy on Twitter called the Ebony Prince.
Ebony Prince.
Ebony Prince.
Oh, dear.
Has been going off all week on some things. He's got some info and some footage of Drake at a hotel doing questionable things. He's pretty much been the past 3 days like extorting Drake. It's been interesting. It's been interesting. I don't know where this ends. I don't know what people will think of Drake when he drops the next song, if he is a pedophile. I don't think we've seen the end of all this stuff yet.
Do you think Drake is a pedophile?
Things don't look good.
Nah, I would say that's an understatement.
Things don't look good for him. He's had all the young girls that he used to talk to, like Millie Bobby Brown is coming to his defense and stuff.
He banged Millie Bobby Brown?
He didn't bang her, but they had questionable text messages back in the day when she was like 14 and he was in his 30s. Like,
oh, boy.
Kind of.
Oh, boy.
Maybe a grooming situation. None of this stuff looks good for him.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
No.
It's not good.
So, all in all, Kendrick murdered him just like I thought he would. And Kendrick apparently had like 10 songs like written, ready to rock on this guy, ready to murder him at any moment. So he hates him. He hates him.
All he knows is murder.
There is definitely a intense hate.
More hate than I thought, yeah.
Derek White misses shot at the end of the game.
Did we win
yet? Oh, Derek White missed.
So breaking, the Celtics are going to win, 22 seconds left, up 15 points. So they win in 5.
Perfect.
Big shout out to Showtime, Anton, and Steele. All picked them in 5. Got the job done.
Nailed it.
We all picked the Celtics. I picked 6. Magic picked 4. I mean, we were just trying to be different. You know, we actually all thought they were going to win 5. But
no, I thought 4.
Once we saw everyone.
Dude, then why did you say it? You make the graphic.
I should have waited till the last second. What do you think Showtime's doing right now?
No clue.
On a horseback somewhere.
He might be done as a. His I couldn't tell you what country. Career might be over.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You got any breaking news to tell us?
I got no breaking news, but I mean, he hasn't been.
Yeah, he hasn't been. Yeah, that's true.
He's given the vibe that he's done.
And he'll be back. He goes back and forth. Got nothing.
I might be in my final days when I go to Florida. So enjoy it while you got it.
When are you going to Florida?
When?
Yeah.
Whenever I decide.
Yeah. Third boy.
Definitely this winter. Nothing stopping.
Gotta get there. Gotta get there.
Gotta get there. No more cold.
Can you get in with intern Andrew? I asked if we could get a call in from him tonight. He said he was dialed in for Celtics trivia or the Celtics and trivia.
Hey, that happens.
So. Yeah.
He said maybe next time.
Yeah, and there won't be a next time.
He texted me. He's suspended Bruins definitely. Game four, he was like, I need you to fly down to Florida for game five. And I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah. He texted, wicked busy.
He texted me before the game for the Bruins, and I was trying to hype up.
Love it. Pavel Zaka. That's our intern.
Pavel Zaka. And I was like, yeah, let's go. But I knew how it was going to turn out. It was like making a wager that knowing it was going to lose. It's a tough go. It was honestly pretty sad.
Was it as sad as Derek White missing that shot right now?
Yeah, no, it was bad. But we'll be back.
Why was that bad that Derek White missed
it? Oh, you
shot?
Missed it. So I had him at plus 1,000 to score 20 points, and he was at 18 points, and he missed the shot with 24 seconds left.
That hurts.
So that hurts. But I took the over, hit the over.
There you go.
101.
Yeah. Only you said five.
What?
Only you said Celtics at five.
Yeah, if only that, then it would have been, probably would have got it right. No, the over in the game.
Oh, what was it?
It was 205, and they scored 211 points.
I think I got Celtics in five next series, or whoever they play. I'm not going to get cocky with four, but
yeah, I'll probably stick Celtics at five. I'd stick at six. I think six is a good number.
Six here.
Playing a lot better team. Playing teams that have beaten other teams. I think that's important. I know the Cavs beat the Magic, but you know, you go through two playoff series and get the job done.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be a walk in the park.
It needs to be.
Yeah.
We need to be cocky going into the championship.
All right, that's done. We're on to game seven.
I thought it was crazy.
That starts with game six.
like when we lost to Miami, everyone kind of panicked a little bit, but then they won three in a row. And after they lost the game two, nobody panicked at all. Be like, oh, they're just going to win the next three games. And what do you know? They just won the next three games.
I don't think we panicked that we're going to lose the series. I think we panicked that
it was going to be closer.
We're not as, like, I don't know. I expected them to steamroll the first two rounds.
If you legitimately thought we were going to lose either of these series after the game two losses, you are an idiot.
They were just bad losses, and they were also exceptional games by the other teams shooting ever shot.
Yeah, so, the Heat one was like the best shooting performance in like the history of the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
The 2008 NBA champion Celtics were taken to the seventh game in the first round and the seventh game in the second round. So
and the Nuggets look defeatable too, obviously, out in the West. Shock me if that goes to seven.
Yeah, it's just tough to beat that man in a seven-game series. I mean, he's got, obviously, it's not just him, but he'll be the best player on the court.
But I'm just saying, I would have thought they would have killed Minnesota pretty convincingly. There's a chink in their armor.
Yeah,
Maybe they aren't as fucking unbelievable as I thought.
Also, in the hockey world, one of those young teams that were kind of shocking the world, even though they were the one seed, no one really expected them. They knocked out the remaining Stanley Cup champs and are now up 3-1 on the Abs.
The Stars for real? Dallas? Yeah, Dallas.
Stars might be for real.
Even Vancouver's given. It's pretty good NHL playoffs. Like, Vancouver's given the Oilers a problem, too. I know that might be notched at two. And like everyone's pretty close. I think everyone's won at least, besides that series, everyone's won at least two games.
Yeah.
Like in the second round series, which is pretty good. See, like I think I just keep looking more at Eastern Conference games and think that East is more dominant. But in any you know, Stanley Cup, both teams are, you know, deserving of being there. So,
well, yeah.
None's really a cakewalk.
I mean, the West is the reigning.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm Golden Knights. Vegas gone.
See ya.
Tampa gone. Bruins still here.
Fuck Florida.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bruins in seven.
Want to give a quick shout out to Slide Edge Fitness and Performance in 101 French Avenue there. Braintree, Mass. Craig Kelly, take care of you. Go down there. Free consultation. Maybe a free shirt or something. Great guy. Not promising that, but you get my spiel.
Yeah.
And then also the offices of Patrick J. Foley. I think we hyped him up over completing his 17th Boston Marathon. Seems to be doing great stuff. I don't know if you've seen anything on social media, but you know, almost halfway through the year and a month coming our way, I'm sure business is booming over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Episode 163 in the books. Bruins in
seven.
Seven? Yeah. What do you think?
All starts Friday.
Yeah, all starts Friday.
All starts Friday.
I got Panthers in six, but
what a cunt.
That could be a good thing. That could be a good thing.
Let's go.
Cut.
Laser focus.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beach season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you.